No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time, and we're awfully glad you're spending a bit of your Friday the Wawa with us. We aren't even going to say the number. That's how convinced we are this is going to be a great day. It started out auspiciously enough. Anyone want to talk about sex? The stage now set for a battle royale over what sex might mean in civil rights terms, and Texas is going to have something to say in this one for sure, following a move by the Obama administration this morning. More momentarily, but first, we need to turn on the breaking news scroll at the bottom of the screen because we've got some here. A long-awaited decision from the Texas Supreme Court on how schools are funded. The plaintiffs, two-thirds of the state school districts, charter schools, even business interests, all claiming that Texas's way of financing education is so inefficient as to be unconstitutional. Now, a decision from the state's highest court. Kate McGee has been following this as education reporter for KUT in the Texas capital city. Hi there, Kate.
Hey, David.
So, this ruling, is it or is it not unconstitutional?
It is constitutional. The court said that the system satisfies minimal requirements and reversed the trial court's decision that the system was unconstitutional. So the current system stays the way it is, and the court said that the legislature is the branch of government that is the one that makes changes to school finance. They did have strong language about the current system and the need for updates, but they said that the court is not where those changes are determined. It's the legislature.
I believe it was Chief Justice who wrote the opinion, if I'm not mistaken, Willett. And he did mention that this is a very narrow decision. Basically, that the state education system was met the constitutional minimums, I believe was his language. But he also went on, as you were just pointing out, to really chastise what lawmakers have done with the state's educational funding mechanism. I mean, what is it that he was recommending here?
I think he's there are lots of parts of the school finance system that have just not been changed for years, you know, outdated formulas, and the way that the state has really dealt with previous legal challenges is to kind of do patchwork improvements with, you know, adding different formulas or different ways to calculate how schools receive money for public education, and it's super complicated.
There's been a lot of talk about this Robin Hood formula that the schools have in Texas.
Sure, and that, you know, here in Austin, that is a huge issue for the public school district. They give, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars back to the state in local property taxes every year because they are considered a property wealthy district. So it remains to be seen kind of what the legislature is going to do in 2017, if they decide to do anything at all.
That was what I was going to say, because there's nothing here ordering lawmakers,
no.
A lot of dicta, a lot of stuff that doesn't have any kind of weight of the law. I suppose the court is perhaps trying to embarrass lawmakers into taking action, but no evidence that. Have you heard of anyone maybe stepping in during the 2017 legislative session and trying to rejigger the formula somewhat?
I mean, it's unclear because last session, you know, House Public Education Chair Jimmy Don Acock, he tried to, you know, fix the school finance system or put a bill through to make some changes. Mm-hmm. But he pulled that bill at the end of the session because he, you know, recognized that there wasn't the political will at that time. You know, in 2015, people were saying, you know, let's wait for the court to make a decision.
Right.
So it's, you know, it remains to be seen how, you know, now that there are no court decisions out there, what could happen in 2017?
Sure. In a sense, it sounds like what you're saying is that even if it's declared constitutional and it doesn't force lawmakers' hand in any specific way, this does take an uncertainty off the table. And so when some of these bills come up, it's more likely that they will at least be considered by a panel or a committee, if not the full House and Senate.
Sure. Yes, exactly. But Jimmy Don Acock, he is not returning next year, so it remains, you know.
And Acock is?
He is not returning. No, he is not. He's retired, so he will not be there as the kind of the torchbearer for school finance. Someone else will have to pick that up, and, you know, we'll see what their priorities are in that session.
Kate McGee has been following this battle for KUT, which is the public radio station based in the Texas capital city. Kate, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.